Most women think their arms aren't changing because they need more discipline or motivation. But what if the real problem is something much more subtle and much more uncomfortable? In this episode, we're talking about the honesty gap that quietly keeps women stuck in the cycle of starting over. You're listening to the Arm Coach Podcast with me, Christine Rucker, Arm Coach and founder of the Arms by Christine program. Here, we talk about toned and sculpted arms and what it really takes to get sustainable results so you can feel proud and confident in sleeveless clothes. Hey everyone, welcome to the Arm Coach Podcast, episode 110. So I was talking to a client the other day and I asked her a very simple question. I said, have you been writing down what's actually happening this week? Your workouts, your eating, your follow through, your excuses, all of it. And she got kind of sheepish and she said, I know. You always say, write it down. You talk about it on the podcast. You say it matters to get it out of your head and onto paper, but I don't do it. And then she said something that stopped me. She said, I think writing it down makes it real. If I write down how often I skipped, if I write down what I said I was going to do and didn't do, if I write down what I'm eating at night, then I have to really look at it. And that feels scary. Whew, right? First of all, I know so many of you have had that exact thought. And second, I get it. I really do. Because writing it down feels like the moment you can no longer do the little mental gymnastics that your brain is so talented at doing. You know the gymnastics. I've been pretty good. I only missed a couple. It hasn't been that bad. I'm doing better than I was before. I mean, I did have dessert, but it wasn't that much. I didn't really skip the workout. I just ran out of time, right? I'm still trying. And listen, some of that may even be true. But the bigger truth is this: your patterns are already real. Writing them down does not create the problem, okay? It reveals it. And there's a huge difference. You can avoid pen and paper all you want. You can keep it fuzzy. You can keep it vague. You can keep it living in the land of sort of, kind of, you know, and pretty much. But the habit is still happening. The follow through is still happening or not happening. The nighttime eating is still happening. The skipped arm workouts are still happening. The promise breaking is still happening. The frustration when you put on the sleeveless top is still happening. All of that is already real. And this is what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about honesty because I watched this come up over and over and over again with women who want toned arms. They're not failing because they don't care. They are not failing because they are lazy. They are not failing because they're too old. They are failing because they are not being fully honest with themselves. Now, before you get defensive and want to check out, stay with me. I'm not saying you're a liar in some dramatic, villainous way. I'm saying most women have learned to survive by softening the truth, by minimizing, by avoiding, by staying vague, by keeping themselves just disconnected enough from what's really happening so they don't have to feel the discomfort of seeing it clearly. And that right there is one of the biggest reasons why your arms are not changing. That may be a little uncomfortable to hear, but what's more uncomfortable? Starting over for the 84th time and still pretending you just need to try harder. No, you don't need another pep talk. You need the truth. So let's talk about why this happens. When we look at the idea of honesty, all it really means is being free from deceit and untruthfulness. And when you're dishonest with yourself, even in tiny little ways, you cannot see clearly. And when you can't see clearly, you can't change clearly. You can't solve a problem you refuse to fully look at. That's true with your arms. That's true with your habits. That's true with your eating. That's true with your life. And the wild part is most women think the reason they avoid honesty is because the facts are too painful. They think, if I really look at how inconsistent I've been, it will crush me. If I really add up how many times I've skipped, I'll feel horrible. If I really admit I keep quitting on myself, I won't be able to handle it. If I really say out loud that I don't trust myself anymore, that will be too much. So the brain decides very cleverly, okay, then don't look, don't track it, don't write it down, don't count it, don't say it out loud, don't tell your husband, don't tell your friend, don't admit it to your coach. Just keep things blurry. But here's the problem. The facts are not what hurt you. Your thoughts about the facts hurt you. Now, that distinction matters so much because if you think the facts are dangerous, you will spend your whole life hiding from that data. How many workouts did you do last week? Neutral. How many times did you eat past full? Neutral. How many times did you tell yourself you'd start Monday and didn't? Neutral. How many times did you stand in front of your closet and pick sleeves because you didn't want to deal with what your arms looked like that day? Neutral. Now, do those things create thoughts? Of course. But the facts themselves are just data. And women spend so much energy trying to avoid data because they think data is the thing causing their shame. It isn't. The shame was already there. That's why you're avoiding the data in the first place. Let me say that again, because this is the kind of thing that needs to hit you in the face a little. The shame was already there. That's why you don't want to write it down. That's why you don't want to count. That's why you don't want to track. That's why you don't want to be specific. That's why you keep saying, I've been off, instead of I haven't followed through in 11 days. Your brain wants vague because vague protects the story. And the story usually sounds something like this. I'm trying. I'm just busy. I know what to do. I just need to get back on track. This week was weird. It hasn't been that bad, but vague is expensive. Vague keeps women stuck for years. Years. You do not need a more perfect plan. You need a more honest relationship with yourself. Can I just say something, I don't know, maybe a little spicy here? Women have been sold this ridiculous idea that avoiding the truth is self-compassion. It's not. That's not kindness. That's coddling. And coddling is not helping your arms. Pretending not to notice your own patterns is not self-love. It's self-abandonment in a cute outfit. I know that one stings a little, but seriously, there is a difference between being compassionate with yourself and refusing to tell yourself the truth because you don't want to feel discomfort. Okay? Compassion says, this is where I am and I'm still worthy. Dishonesty says, let me not look too closely. Those are not the same thing. I learned this the hard way in my own life. There were seasons where I wanted the identity, right? I wanted the results. I wanted to feel proud. I wanted to be a woman who followed through. But I did not want to fully look at the gap between what I said mattered to me and how I was actually living. Okay. And that is a humbling experience. I remember after my figure competition days, and even in different phases of my life as a single mom, where I had this voice in my head that wanted to believe, I'm still on it. I'm still disciplined. I still have it. Meanwhile, my actual habits were telling a different story, not because I was broken or because I was weak, but because I was exhausted, disconnected, and not being honest about what was really happening. I was relying on identity from the past instead of evidence from the present. And that will mess with you because your brain loves to live off old receipts. I used to be so disciplined. I used to work out all the time. I used to be able to tighten things up quickly. I know how to do this. But are you doing it now? That's the question. Not in theory, not in memory, not in your glory days. Now. That's honesty. And honesty is where power comes back. So let's talk about the three biggest ways I see dishonesty show up for women who want toned arms. The first is actually what my client brought up. They don't want to write anything down. They don't want to track their workouts. They don't want to track their food. They don't want to track their follow through. They don't want to answer the questions. They don't want to list the excuses. They don't want to look at the pattern. And listen, I've heard every excuse, right? I'm not a journal person. I hate handwriting. I never keep up with it. I'm too busy. I don't want anybody to see it. I don't need to write it down. I already know. No, you don't. You know the edited version. You know the version your brain keeps feeding you. You know the PR statement. You don't always know the truth. Because if you fully knew the truth, you'd be changing faster. Writing it down doesn't make it worse. It makes it visible. And visible is what allows change. The second way dishonesty shows up is what I call little private bargains. And this is sneaky. This is when you have your own secret arrangement with yourself. It sounds like, I'll skip today, but I'll double up tomorrow. I can eat this now because I was good earlier. I'm not doing the workout, but I'm still thinking about it, so that counts for something. I'm taking the weekend off. I'll start fresh Monday. I know I said three workouts, but you know, two is still decent. I'm not really off track. I'm just in a season. Girl, a season or a pattern? Because some of you have been in a season since 2017. At some point, we have to stop giving every pattern a Hallmark movie soundtrack and call it what it is. It's inconsistency. It's avoidance. It's self-distrust. It's not a character flaw, but it is real. Those little private bargains are just hidden permission slips, and they keep you from seeing the full picture. The third way dishonesty shows up is in what you hide from other people. You don't tell your spouse how discouraged you feel. You tell your friend you're trying to be healthier instead of admitting you feel embarrassed in tank tops. You tell your coach you had an off week instead of saying, I completely checked out, and then avoided looking at it. You make jokes, you minimize, you act breezy, and I get why. Because being seen feels vulnerable, but hiding costs you too. And here's what I want you to notice. When you hide your actions or your discouragement or your inconsistency, you tell yourself you're doing it to avoid judgment from others. But usually you are already judging yourself. That's why you're hiding. If you felt fully clean and aligned with what you were doing, you wouldn't need to sneak around about it. You wouldn't need to downplay it. You wouldn't need to repackage it. You wouldn't need to keep it fuzzy, right? When you feel solid, you are clear. When you feel ashamed, you hide. And again, The hiding doesn't protect you from shame. It proves the shame is already there. And that matters because so many women think, if I just keep this to myself, I won't have to feel so bad. Meanwhile, they already feel bad. They feel bad in the dressing room. They feel bad when they skip again. They feel bad when they avoid pictures. They feel bad when they buy another cardigan in July. They feel bad when they tell themselves, I used to be so much better. So the secrecy is not saving you. It's just keeping the cycle going. Let's talk about why the brain does this. Your brain believes that if you fully see the truth, you'll be overwhelmed. It thinks honesty is dangerous, but honesty is not dangerous. Honesty is clarifying. You know what's actually dangerous? Years of living out of alignment while insisting everything is fine. Years of making promises to yourself and then acting confused about why your confidence is shot. Years of blaming age for what is really unprocessed disappointment. That's dangerous. And yes, I said it. A lot of women are not struggling with age nearly as much as they are struggling with accumulated self-betrayal. That doesn't mean hormones aren't real. That doesn't mean that metabolism shifts aren't real. That doesn't mean life is the same at 55 as it was at 25. Of course not. But some women use age as a decoy because it feels less painful than admitting, I don't trust myself to follow through anymore. That's the real ache. That's the heartbreak. And that is also the place where rebuilding begins. Because once you tell the truth, you can finally work with something real. You can stop solving the wrong problem. You can stop trying to fix motivation. You can stop hunting for the perfect plan. You can stop pretending the missing piece is some magic upper arm workout from a 26-year-old on the internet wearing a sports bra and zero life experience. Respectfully, Susan on TikTok is not your salvation. What you need is self-trust. What you need is emotional honesty. What you need is the ability to say, this is what I said I would do. This is what I actually did. This is how I feel about that. And this is what I want to build next. That is grown woman energy. That is powerful. So what does honesty look like in real life? It looks like writing down the three workouts you planned and circling the one you actually did. It looks like noticing that every time you say, I deserve a treat, what you really mean is, I feel depleted and I don't know how to care for myself without food. It looks like admitting that you keep waiting to feel motivated before you move. It looks like saying, I am not confused. I am avoiding. Whew, that one. Whoa, boy. It looks like telling the truth when you check in. Not polished truth, not cute truth, not good student truth. Actual truth. I didn't do what I said I'd do. I got in my head. I used the week against myself. I was discouraged. And instead of staying connected, I disappeared. That kind of honesty does not make you weak. It makes you coachable. It makes change possible. Because here's the truth shift. The goal is not to become a woman who never misses. The goal is to become a woman who does not lie to herself when she does. Because that is everything. A naturally toned woman is not perfect. She's honest. She doesn't miss a workout and turn it into a vague lifestyle haze. She doesn't overeat and then start acting like math is a personal attack. She doesn't tell herself a romantic story about why she can't, right? She looks, she tells the truth, she adjusts, She continues. That is how self-trust is built, not through perfection, through truth. That's why I say all the time that toned arms are about so much more than arms. They are evidence of a relationship where you stop blaming yourself, a relationship where you stop making every hard feeling mean like you're off track, a relationship where you tell the truth, even when it bruises your ego a little, especially then, because honesty will bruise your ego, but it will heal your life. Dishonesty protects your ego and keeps your life the same. There's your trade-off. So I want you to think about where this shows up for you. Where are you being vague? Where are you softening the truth? Where are you calling it confusion when it's really avoidance? Where are you saying, I've been off, instead of naming exactly what's happening? Where are you pretending not to know why your arms aren't changing when deep down you actually do know? And I want you to look at it without drama, and that matters, because honesty without compassion turns into punishment. And punishment does not create lasting change. So when you look, don't make it mean you're failing. Don't make it mean it's too late. Don't make it mean that your body is the problem. Don't make it mean you should have figured this out by now. Just look. Just gather the data. Just tell the truth. Then ask, what am I afraid this means about me? What feeling have I been trying not to feel? What would change if I stopped hiding from my own patterns? And maybe the biggest question of all, how would my life feel different if I had nothing to hide from myself? Can you imagine that? No mental negotiations, no fake fresh starts, no pretending, no Monday, no secret disappointment every time you reach for sleeves again, no private little heartbreak when you realize another month went by and you still didn't show up the way you wanted to. Just honesty, just awareness, just choice, because that is freedom. It really is. And I want to say this too. If you've been hiding from yourself, it doesn't mean something's gone wrong. It means you're human. It means your brain is trying to protect you from discomfort in the most primitive, unhelpful, ridiculous little way possible. Like a toddler putting a blanket over her head and thinking nobody can see her. Okay, that's basically what we do. We miss the workouts, avoid the mirror, skip the journaling, keep it vague, and act like maybe the arms will just magically sort themselves out by osmosis. Cute, right? But no, that is not how this works. This is where change begins. Not when you finally feel motivated, not when life calms down, not when you find the perfect plan, not when you lose 10 pounds first, not when Monday arrives wearing a halo. Change begins the moment you tell the truth, and then you stay, okay? You stay with yourself. You don't run. You don't hide. You don't shame spiral. You don't disappear. You stay. That is how naturally toned women are built. One honest choice at a time. One truthful check-in at a time. One moment of saying, here's what's real. And not making that mean that you're doomed. So this week, I want to give you a little reflection exercise. Take out a notebook. Yes, an actual notebook. Don't act brand new. And write down the answers to these questions. What am I currently pretending not to know? Where am I being vague because I don't want to feel discomfort? What facts about my habits have I been avoiding? What am I afraid those facts mean about me? And what would it look like to respond with honesty instead of avoidance this week? That's your work. And listen, do not use this exercise to beat yourself up. Use it to come home to yourself. Because the truth is, honesty is not the end of the story. It's the beginning of self-trust. And self-trust is the woman underneath all the toned arms that you want. All right, you guys, that's what I have for you today. Your arms do not need more punishment. Your body does not need more disappointment. And you do not need another dramatic restart. You need honesty. You need consistency. You need the courage to see what's real and stay connected anyway. That's the long game. That's the good stuff. And that is how women change. If this hit you in the chest a little bit, good. That means we found something real. And I will see you all next week. Hey, before you go, if this episode or any of the other episodes on this podcast have helped you in any way, please leave a 5-star rating and review. Your review will help us find and have maximum impact on as many women as possible. While you're there, hit the subscribe button so we can continue on this journey to Sculpted Arms together. Thank you so much for your support. I've loved having you here today, and talk soon in the next episode.